Welcome, one and all, to the show that speaks about cognitive skills like leadership, communication, teamwork, iterative and adaptive methodologies, emotional intelligence, and coaching. My name is José Mata, and I'm a certified master coach from the Center for Coaching Certification and member of the International Coaching Federation, with over 15 years of experience in the software business. You can reach out to me directly by visiting www.josemota.net. All right, let's get back to the topic of today. Enjoy. This is episode 6 on my ongoing series on understanding procrastination. In the previous episodes, we've talked about fear, overwhelm, distractions, readiness, and accountability. If you're curious to understand the topic in sequence, feel free to pause this one, listen to the other episodes, and come back. There are some ideas there that pile up and I usually pick up as we go. I've been speaking on the topic of procrastination for some time, and one of the most frequent reasons for it to happen is the lack of skills on managing time, myself included. When done effectively, it can make a significant difference in our productivity, work-life balance, and overall well-being. When we find ourselves constantly delaying tasks or struggling to meet deadlines, it's important to examine how we manage our time and identify areas for improvement. By doing so, we can gain control over our schedule, reduce our levels of stress and anxiety due to last-minute rushes, and we minimize the impact of procrastination on our lives overall. The good news for us is that, like any skill, we can acquire it to manage time. There are a lot of different techniques out there, and for the sake of consistency, I'll be sticking to my own experience, how I've acknowledged my own limitations, and how certain techniques have helped me progress through my work, which is the essential outcome we all look for, not just for the sake of the skill. So, no better way to demonstrate the importance of time management than my own example. When I became a coach 6 months ago, I've set myself a goal to become a more positive, active agent of long-lasting change for others, particularly in my professional career. As such, I've had the opportunity to reflect deeply about my purpose in this ephemeral life and how I should be intensively observant to my own transformation. It has been an incredible journey of self-actualization and commitment to my own betterment. Ever since November, I've taken a deep dive into my aspirations, both in the short term and the long term. This allowed me to gain the broadest perspective about myself, whether it's about my own spirituality and relationship with God, my family, my career aspirations, my friendships, or even my hobbies. While this process is ongoing, I've had the fortune to identify what means most to me. And this led me to create a personal plan of transformation for 24 months. By the end of that time, I'll be able to recognize my achievements, my progress, and my growth. What does this have to do with time management, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. What good does it do to manage time if you don't know the purpose to which you use it? It starts there. Your purpose. What compels you to do the things you do, the way you do them? What motivates you? What are the steps to get there? What might get in the way, and how do you deal with that? The answer to those questions will drive you to determine what's essential for you to achieve your purpose, your outcomes. There will be many occasions where you'll question yourself whether what you're doing fulfills your purpose or not. And it's okay to retrospect frequently. Life changes quicker than we perceive it to be, and we make small variations to the original plan as necessary. Only when you know what outcomes you wish to materialize is when you'll be more effective managing time. Another key enabler, perspective. I've talked about multiple different techniques over the course of this series that I'll recap next, and they all depend on the notions of purpose and outcome-based perspective. Number one, knowing what's important or not is fundamental to focus on what really matters with intent. The Eisenhower Matrix is a great visualization for putting things in place. Ideally, you want to be consistently doing important, non-urgent work while preventing important and urgent work altogether. Non-important work should be either delegated or dropped so you can keep your focus and be productive. Number two, setting SMART goals, the acronym S-M-A-R-T, keeps proper grip on the outcomes you seek. They help you gain perspective of the possibilities you can invest in that yield the effects you're setting out to realize. And they're typically outcome-focused. There might be exceptions, though. Here are a couple of examples that might help you understand what I mean. A product team might consider a goal of reducing average application loading time by 30% within 30 days, let's say. Another example, a UX designer might consider increasing user retention rates in their product by 10% within 60 days. Another example, a product manager might consider increasing the monthly recurring revenue by 10% over 6 months. These are good examples of SMART goals, small and measurable and realistic and time-bound. Number three, still in the topic of goals, when you have them, identify high-level milestones so as to break your long-term goals in smaller chunks, which are then broken down further to the level you're most confident with. This goes back to the topic of sizing that I've mentioned earlier in the series. The point of breaking down is to further increase transparency of the work and increase your focus when it's time to get to it. There's one huge caveat that plays a role in your planning. It's already significant that you're planning for outcomes in the long term. You cannot control everything in your life, and that means that it's important to give yourself grace when things don't always go the way you planned. The word deadline is pretty concerning for a reason, since it has the word dead in it. Instead, consider windows of time, from an optimal range to a less than optimal one. Combine this window range with the 20-80 rule to help you focus on what matters. Number four, when it's time to get to work, set yourself up for deep, uninterrupted, disciplined focus. Cut on distractions as much as possible. We've gone over this topic before in the series. When it's not possible to block those distractions, accept them with grace and use one of the four D's to resolve them. Do, delegate, delay, or drop. When things get hard, it's easy to become distracted and overwhelmed. That's okay, it happens. Give yourself grace, understand the situation, and make a decision. Ask for help if you have to. Not every part of the day is meant to be focus time. Particularly for teams, it's important to also allocate time for collaboration, group thinking, and shared learning. Number five, seek help from a mentor or a coach to help you gain further perspective on your plans and your use of time. It's incredible how much a fresh outside perspective can trigger your thinking to new ways. Finally, number six, look after yourself. An unhealthy body and mind is not as capable as a healthy one. I'm not telling you to go to a gym every day. I know I'm not going to. It can be as easy as spending quality time to nurture yourself, whether it's taking a walk in the sun for 5 to 10 minutes, eating well, using adequate equipment for your work, or investing in a proper workplace that invites and promotes focus. The options are really limitless, and you, of all people, know better what options you have to promote that sort of environment. In a nutshell, proper time management requires a strong sense of purpose, perspective, a focus on outcomes, transparency, and health. The moment you find these things for yourself and you establish yourself as the ultimate figure of accountability, you're halfway there. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemalda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon.